Welcome to the Float Podcast, an entrepreneurial journey. My name is Nick Janicki, once a wide-eyed hippie with purple dreadlocks, and now the founder of the True Rest Float Spa, the fastest growing floating franchisor in the world, and CEO of Float Pod Technologies, the industry leader in float pods. Follow me along in my entrepreneurial journey with what will become the next billion-dollar industry to enter the health and wellness sector. Let's connect with world-class athletes, actors, musicians, doctors, industry experts, and explore the mindsets of powerful entrepreneurs. Let's get this floating party started.
Hey guys, here we are with Jason Phillips with Dynamic Nutrition, who's also basically a nutritionist for elite athletes as well.
Yeah.
And you know, give us a little background about yourself. How did you get involved in floating? And you know, how's it helping you?
Yeah. So being now that I work with a lot of elite athletes, and I work with anybody really around the world that wants my help and is ready to work with me, people will probably be interested to know my background is actually that I started with an eating disorder. Right. So when I was 18, 19 years old, I was a svelte 118 pounds and was a little guy, yeah. You know. So obviously it was nutritional protocols and proper nutrition and training that got me out of that and really saved me at the time. You know, it was a rougher time in my life. And so I went to school for it, obviously became very educated in it. And today I sit with a position where I'm able to give back. So with the consulting piece and obviously owning a supplement company that specializes in something that floating helps.
Sure.
You know, it's been pretty cool.
Right.
So, and then in terms of floating, you know, I heard about it one of the first people I ever heard about it from was Joe Rogan.
Okay.
And he used to reference it all the time on the podcast.
Yep.
And I was always very intrigued. I was like, man, that's gotta be really cool. And I gotta admit, you know, one of the things that scared me was I'm very ADD. Anybody that knows me is like, dude, you wake up at 5 in the morning, you don't stop until you go to bed at like 12. And, you know, I'm sure I'm talking really quick, and it's just kind of my personality. And
right.
So they're like, there's no way it will work for you. And so I met somebody here locally in Arizona that said, hey, you should really try it out. Here's
right.
a place you can go. I'd always been looking for places. Found it, went and did it, and it was life-altering, literally. Like, it was that extreme.
So what was the experience during the float like?
I mean, so I was really scared that I was going to go in and just like my mind was going to go crazy. I wasn't going to be able to calm down. I got out and like everything was clear. I the first time it wasn't like a physical thing for me, but I wasn't
okay.
going in with any physical ailments or anything like that. I was actually taking some time away from training myself. Mm-hmm. It was actually a big crossroads for me. It was right before I started really taking my company to another level. And I feel like stepping out of there was one of the times I can pinpoint where my business was really ready to go to another level.
Okay.
So from that piece, it was really cool, right? I had this clarity. Physically, since I've been doing it a couple times, right, I get out, I battle inflammation a ton. Being
mm-hmm.
a power lifter that's chasing a world record, I'm bound to have some inflammation in my body. But now coming in, knowing what I know about the science behind it and literally being able to piece it all together, it's pretty awesome.
Wow, that's
so
great. I mean, how, you know, so you've done it a couple times now. Now,
yeah.
How would you say you would integrate it into a regime? So what's the record you're going for, just out of curiosity?
So I am going to compete in powerlifting at the 198 class.
Okay.
I want to break the world record of the total, which would be squat, bench, and dead. So I don't think I'll break any lift individually.
Okay.
But I think that I'm very well balanced across the board. It's kind of a newer endeavor to me. I've never done it exclusively. I was a CrossFitter, and so I just happened to be a stronger CrossFitter and figured,
okay,
why not, you know, do something I'm good at. So it's, you know, for me, that's a hobby. And it's, you know, while I'm chasing something that's pretty elite in terms of world record, it's not my be-all, end-all. I own two businesses.
Right.
That's my life. And for me to function at a high level, I have to make sure that my adrenals are in check. I have to make sure that I'm recovering from my training. Because if I'm not recovering from it, why do it? It's supposed to positively enhance what I do in life.
Sure.
You know, so for me, it's a recovery modality is really what it is. But it's a recovery modality that does things far beyond physical recovery. It gets into like my central nervous system, which I'm a huge fan of in making sure that it's functioning properly.
Right.
If I'm not thinking on a high level, other companies are going to beat me, and I don't like that.
Right, sure.
So, yeah.
No, I understand that entirely. So, I mean, so you have two companies. Now, you know, how, so I mean, one of the biggest benefits I've found for floating is just like what you said, is the psychological clarity.
Absolutely.
And so if I'm having anything go on in my life and I get in the tank or the pod or the room, whatever design you have, I get out and I just kind of take a deep breath and I go, oh my gosh, I should do this every day.
Yeah.
Why am I not doing this more?
Ironically, the last time I did it was like 3-4 weeks ago. Yeah. And, you know, it was a really busy time. There was a couple of new things we were getting ready to launch, and there was a lot of questions around it in my head. And I went in, it was like 60, 75 minutes. I came out, and I remember, like, you know, don't shoot me for texting while driving, but I did, like, real quickly as I was pulling out of the parking lot.
Right.
And I was like, I remember just texting my business partner and being like, I have it, right? 100% I have it. I got home, I had the solutions to all the problems we were having.
Wow.
And I got home, and I probably had 10 implementation points that day.
Right.
And I remember him and then a girl that works for us was like, where did all this come from? Right? They were kind of like, holy shit, like how did that happen?
It's like inspiration.
Yeah. And they were like, how did that happen? You know? And literally it was getting in a float pod for a little over an hour.
You know, you're hitting something, and I'm glad you brought this up, because not everyone necessarily gets that after the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth float.
Right.
Whereas I call it the magic float.
Sure.
So to me, the magic float is going past the physiological benefits, where I'm going in for back pain.
Yep.
And I'm getting back pain relief, but I'm coming out with, you know, clarity,
yep,
inspiration, creative, your creative juices are flowing.
Sure.
And that's the key. And as an athlete, as an elite athlete, I mean, those things I think we forget about. So we're so focused on the training aspect that we forget the psychological and creative necessity as a human being past just the training.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that. I mean, a lot of the athletes I work with, they come to me for physical things, right? I'm sore after I'm training. I'm sore after I'm done training. I'm not physically able to do this and that. And when we really get into it, we see that the lack of recovery is twofold. It is lack of physical recovery. But that lack of physical recovery has now festered into a lack of central nervous system recovery. And I can tell you in the research I've done and the number of athletes I've worked with in the last couple of years, if your central nervous system's not recovering and your adrenal glands are essentially becoming fried because of it, you have no hope, right? And there's CrossFit's the best example. I work with a lot of high-level CrossFitters, and the central nervous system demands of that sport are so high.
Right.
You know, the really elite resilient athletes can come away and they've got a really high pain tolerance. I don't care what your pain tolerance is. Your adrenal glands don't have pain tolerance, right? When they're smashed, they're smashed. And when your cortisol is not working properly, you can't, it's not like insulin. You can't just go and have some sugar and replenish your insulin levels, right? There's no magical cortisol that you can take. You have to go through the physiological process and allow your cortisol to regenerate properly and, you know, allow your cortisol curve to come back to normal. This is a modality that I found that actually gets you there. And, you know, when people hear me talk about it, it's a lot of sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system. When they get into training, that sympathetic fight or flight, we like that, right? I want them there. But when they get out, I want them in that rest and recover mode. And that's that parasympathetic state. A lot of them aren't getting there because they're not allowing the recovery. They're going directly into their jobs where they're now re-stimulated. They're going back home into the life stress.
Sure.
They're not taking an hour, right, laying down and allowing themselves to calm down. And if more people did it, a lot more people would be happy.
Right. So, I mean, what would you say to someone that is an athlete or, you know, let's say they do CrossFit or they do MMA right now?
Sure.
What would your recommendation be for them integrating something like floating into their training routine?
Yeah, so you're seeing a lot of multiple sessions daily, right? I mean, I think that you could go one of two ways. If you could float between sessions, I think it'd be awesome. Then you'd come back in the afternoon really refreshed, really ready to go hard.
Right.
Or the guys that are only doing one a day, it'd be a great post-workout protocol. One of the things I'm big on with my athletes, obviously, is carbohydrates in the post-workout window. I don't do that like most nutritionists would prescribe it, in the sense that it's a glycogen replenishment. It's, for me, it's a central nervous system kind of stop, right? That's the CNS has been just jazzed up. It's kind of been crushed for an hour, 2 hours, however long your training session is. What I want is that the attenuation of that response, and I want to start getting you back in that parasympathetic state. If we can do that with food, then put you in a flow pod and just further it, imagine where you're going to be tomorrow.
Sure.
Right? Training is a long-term piece. The top athletes I work with are trying to go to the CrossFit Games every year.
Right.
It's once a year. So they have 365 days to sustain this training response. If they're not recovering from 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 3 months of training, they got no chance next year.
Right, right.
So this has to be implemented, period.
Totally. So I'm curious. So, you started out talking about when you were 18, going through some trials and tribulations.
Sure.
You are where you are now. Now, I'd be curious, what kind of motivated you to start the Dynamic Nutrition company? And then what is the product you're offering that differentiates it?
Sure. Dynamic Nutrition started... It's pretty funny. I mean, I think that I started gaining popularity online for my own transformation, right? I had gone from skinny 118 pounds to, I did some fitness modeling. I'm 31, so 12 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And around the time I was 23-ish, I think, that's when I started gaining some notoriety. And I got published by Men's Health, Men's Fitness, Muscle and Fitness, several other publications, and so the pictorial as well as the writing. And so a lot of people were reaching out to me, and they're like, wow, like, you've really overcome a lot. Like, how can I lose fat? How can I gain muscle? And
sure.
It kind of started by accident, right? I started giving people advice, and finally I was like, man, this is taking more time than my actual job. I should charge for this. And I said to someone, just give me $100. And they're like, $100, no problem. And before I knew it, I had like 60 people beating down my door. Today I actually operate off a waiting list of clients.
Everywhere, right?
I do. I have clients all over the world. I'm in Cambodia, Abu Dhabi, Australia, Tasmania, China, Hong Kong, you name it, I've got them all.
Basically from social media?
I would say this is all, fortunately, word of mouth.
Really?
A lot of people out there that are entrepreneurs will want to know, how did you get so many clients? I got asked that question last night. And the truth is, it's quality service. Mm-hmm. I've always gone out of my way to differentiate myself in terms of business on quality of service. When you get my time, you get all of me, right? And Brendan Burchard said a long time ago, just be present, right? That was one thing I took away from a lot of his speakings and writings, is just to be present when you have a conversation.
Sure.
And I really try to do that with everybody I encounter. And so things have grown well for me. The supplement side kind of came out of necessity, right? So I was training to go to CrossFit Regionals 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing the extremely high training volume that CrossFitters do. Two a day, 7 day a week, right? Just smashed, all beat up all the time. And I found myself in adrenal fatigue.
Right.
Despite my nutrition being really good. So we started doing these protocols. I actually hooked up with my now business partner. We did some lab testing, and we noticed I definitely was in adrenal fatigue. So we put together this blend, and we're like, this will really help it. It's not the cure, but it's certainly going to help sustain my training year round. It worked a lot better than we ever could have imagined. And all of a sudden people wanted some. And so we did a small batch. I think we had 500 made, and people beat our doors down for it, and so it kind of found itself.
Right.
Fortunately through that, now it's a product that's been picked up by several stores. We're primarily online, but
what's the website?
So the product is called Max Adrenal. MaxAdrenal.com is where it can be found.
Sure.
Our website now, my business partner's Canadian, so it's dynamicnutrition.ca.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we are in the process of relaunching that, which is going to be cool. And fortunately, we've actually started sponsoring athletes. So what we've noticed is there's a lot of broken athletes in the world. And I use the word broken, meaning adrenal fatigued or under-recovered or people that need floating, right? And we've actually gone out of our way to sponsor them, to give them not only the nutrition advice they need and the supplements they need, but, we work with them on growing their careers, growing as an athlete, and not going to those places where I've been that probably ended my athletic career.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool.
So, I mean, what would you say, you said you're 31 now?
31.
So you've been doing this for about 12 years, semi-professionally, I would say,
sure.
If not professionally.
Sure.
And so what would your takeaway be to people that want to get into this industry, to get into, let's say, CrossFit in particular, or, they want to be in MMA? What are some of the things you can offer them as wisdom?
To be an athlete,
To be an athlete, but from a mindset perspective. Not necessarily the training routine.
So I think I think a lot of people get into, and it's anything in life, right? And I don't think it's CrossFit or MMA in general, but we'll use those. A lot of people get in wanting to be at the top tomorrow.
Right.
You can't do, I don't care if you do 10 CrossFit workouts in a day, you're not going to be better tomorrow. You're just going to be more beat down. It takes time to acquire skills.
Right.
It takes time to acquire strength. It takes time to acquire capacity. And that goes for fighting as well, right? It takes time to learn how to strike properly. Your jiu-jitsu, like, you don't become a black belt over one night,
right?
Even if you train 24 hours a day, you don't get to your black belt any quicker. Understand that everything is a process, and be ready for that time investment, and be ready to do everything that comes with it. And that includes recovery, right? It's not about the... We spend 1 hour in the gym. We spend 23 hours recovering. Maximize those 23 hours, because they're far more important. And I, any of my clients out there will tell you, I beat that into them nonstop. I would say we talk more about recovery than we do about actual food.
Sure.
So
now, how do you balance other things in your life? I'm curious, just to go a little deeper. So, I mean, you know, sitting here, I'd love to know, Jason, you know, how do you balance the other things? Because there's so much more. Whenever I talk to someone who works out, they're in the gym sometimes an hour, sometimes two.
Yep.
But their training regime is 15 hours a week.
Sure.
So how are you balancing all the other parts of yourself?
Yeah, so when I was training for high-level athletics, it was a large part of my life. Mm-hmm. It was twice a day. My days revolved around being able to go to the gym when I wanted to. Now, that was the pursuit of being
a
quote-unquote
nice.
Professional athlete.
Right. Got it.
I was fortunate enough at the time. I was working from home. I had, you know, secure enough in my finances. I could do it. I wouldn't recommend that to very many people.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, now training takes a backseat to what I want more, right? I mean, if I'm being candid, I want the growth of my business. Mm-hmm. I want to create more opportunities for people that work for me. I want to help more people. I remember Craig Ballantyne a long time ago said, you know, have a mission. And so he set this mission of, I personally want to touch 100,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Be it via seminars, be it via certifications, be it via direct work.
Yep.
At this point, I've worked with over 1,000 individuals one-on-one. So I'm 1/100th of the way there on that consult, right, on that piece. But I have that higher purpose that I'm always chasing. In terms of balance, you know, I've just had to learn from business advisors. I hired an assistant. I did things that I never really thought I would do. And I'm a control freak, self-admitted. So when I outsourced to my assistant, it was scary.
Right.
Saying, here's my schedule. You can schedule my clients for me. You know, here's my email. You can answer some of these emails. That was hard.
So you have to trust.
But yeah, it was trust and outsourcing that were huge for me.
Right.
You know, since then, it's... And I think that you can probably corroborate. Mm-hmm. Finding balance immediately is really hard.
Right.
When you first undertake any big entrepreneurial endeavor,
you have to sprint.
You have to, right? And the people in your life have to be willing to let you.
Yes.
I'm very blessed to have an amazing girlfriend, an amazing family.
Mm-hmm.
They've been supportive the whole time. Without that, I don't think it's possible. You know, it's funny. I listen to guys like you know, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, mm-hmm. And even what's his name, the Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Right. They're talking about, you know, when they were first starting, if the women in their life or the friends in their life didn't understand, it was like, hey, hit the bricks because this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Luckily, I've never had to do that, but I now sit where I sit, understand it.
Yeah.
You know, and so balance for me comes in just finding time to do what I want to do every day, and that's as small as I schedule time to read every morning. I schedule time to write, you know, every day on Facebook. And so actually, I would encourage anyone that sees this to add me on Facebook. I do make like a daily kind of a motivational post.
Okay. And what's your Facebook?
It's just my name, Jason Phillips.
Okay.
I think my fan page might be facebook.com/trainerjason.
Okay.
You can tell I've had that one for a long time because
that'd
be a hard
one
to get.
We'll find it. We'll put it on as a resource.
Okay, that'd be awesome. Yeah. But yeah, add me as a friend. Follow me. Ask me questions. I'm super approachable. But I make time to do that every day, because not only by writing that I know it's inspiring people, but it inspires myself. It keeps me moving towards my direction and reminds me of my vision.
Right.
And, you know, so by doing that, and then just, you know, same things everyone else likes to do. You know, I have my date night every week. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, I go to dinners, and there's things I want so badly, though, and it's much bigger than what, you know, I have a why that's very large.
Right.
I mean, there's things that I really, really want in life that I don't care what it takes, I'm going to get there.
Sure.
They're not monetary. They're not physical in nature. But because I've been where I've been, I don't ever want people there. And so my purpose is pretty big.
Right. And I think that's the drive of most entrepreneurs. It's very rarely about the money or the
Absolutely.
Goal or the, you know, the false summit. As Dr. Jeff Spencer, he has a program talking about the summit is always a false summit.
Sure.
Because you get to where you thought the top was, and you kind of go, I've ruined everything else, and now where do I go? I still got to climb down the mountain.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that analogy because it's so true. We think of the summit as the end. you still got to come back down.
Yeah. Well, and we all, you know, I think that the summit's always a lot higher than we think it is.
Right.
You know, I think if you would have told me...
It's going to take more of you to get there.
Sure. If you would have told me coming out of anorexia that I could ever weigh more than 140 pounds, right, I would have laughed at you.
Right.
I hit 140 pretty quickly. You know, I sit here today at 195 pounds. You know, so I've come 77 pounds since I started.
Wow.
You know, that's a small human being. It's a teenager, right? I mean, that's what I've put on my body right. since that. I never would have guessed that. But it's a lot of things that a lot of people have to remember. You know, I took it day by day. I took it step by step. I didn't set out to achieve this massive thing. I said, this is what I can do today, and this is how I can maximize today. You know,
from your worst point at that, when you had anorexia, to where you are now, what was the biggest change? The one thing that you remember was the turning point for you?
My mindset.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
Mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I think that if you've been around me and anyone that knows me, they probably think I'm a little crazy, but I think you have to be really successful, right?
Yeah,
we all have like, true. We all have like a little bit of that to us.
Sure.
But I truly believe anything's possible, mm-hmm. right? I remember I didn't pick up my first golf club until I was 14. The guys that make it on the PGA Tour are much older than 14, or much younger than 14 when they start.
Sure.
I picked a club up at 14, shot over 100. Mm-hmm. I sucked. But I watched the guys on the PGA Tour, and I'm like, I can be there, right? I made it to professional status in my early 20s.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I actually played on the mini tours.
Wow.
I'm not going to say I was very good, because,
right.
you know, relative to the average individual, I'm probably pretty good at golf. Relative to those guys, I got my butt kicked.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, the point is, I looked at something that's really, most people would look at as, you know, not achievable, and I said, I can do that. You know, I look at a business in an industry that's relatively competitive, and I said, I can own that industry.
Right.
And I'm well on my way there, and I'll get there. You know, and it's... The supplement industry is super competitive, as I'm continuing to find out. But we will have a presence there, and we'll have one that's positively impacting people. So I think that it's self-belief and it's mindset. I just think a lot of people really give into this thing that something's not possible, and,
right.
and I don't fathom that. But fortunately, that's what's allowed me to get to where I am.
Sure, so. Absolutely. Well, that's awesome. I mean, if you could leave us with one more piece of wisdom or piece of advice to someone looking into becoming an athlete, looking to get into floating or whatever it might be, what would that be?
And I think you hit it on the head, is take a little bit of time for yourself and prioritize things that you know are going to make you better. You know, I think that I know that writing and reading are two things that I have to do, whether mm-hmm. I'm making a lot of money and successful or whether I'm poor and struggling. I need to do those two things to be a better person and to continue to move forward in my life. And I'll always make time for them.
Right.
You know, make time for the things that matter. Make time for the things that you know are going to move you forward.
Right.
And, you know, inevitably it's going to happen.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely, man. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
And as usual, our sponsors are floatpod.com and True Rest Franchising. And
awesome.
We're going to put all Jason's websites and information on our website. If you're listening to the audio, always check out the video and vice versa. And thank you so much.
Cool, man. Thank you.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.